Now to the Oscar Pistorius case. And for the past 7 months, millions of people around the world have watched the trial of the Paralympian. And this morning, Pistorius was sentenced to 5 years in prison for shooting dead his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp, on Valentine's Day last year. He was also given 3 years suspended for a firearms conviction. Here's how Reeva Steenkamp's family reacted to the sentence, beginning with Reeva's mother, June.
He's going to pay something.
Do you think justice has been served?
Yes. I'm just glad it's over.
Mr. Steenkamp, it's been a long journey for you. Are you happy? Are you satisfied?
We are satisfied.
And Oscar Pistorius' uncle Arnold also spoke after today's sentencing.
One of the most distressed parts for me of this whole trial was how the truth became totally irrelevant for the state's attempt to make the premeditated murder stick. The court has now handed down judgment and sentence, and we accept the judgment. Oscar will embrace this opportunity to pay back to society.
And that was Oscar Pistorius' uncle Arnold speaking after the athlete was given 5 years in prison this morning. Well, it's attracted worldwide attention. So what has this case shown about the South African justice system? I spoke after the sentence was handed down to Nathi Mkhube, who's a spokesman for the National Prosecuting Authority.
It's been obviously a long year since the trial started in March, but I think what we, amongst other things that we were aiming to achieve, is basically to display the South African justice system. And I think we've done a wonderful job at it. Everybody who at one point or the other ever had any doubts about our justice system is indeed now satisfied that it can, compete with the best in the world. We have seen that, we are very transparent. We have seen that everything that is done inside the courtroom is done in terms of the prescripts of the law of the land. And, people conduct themselves professionally. There's no jungle system, to justice. And of course, at the end of the day, what we want to achieve is that we want to uphold the rule of law. And that, I think, we've managed to display.
And was there a nervousness, do you think, at the start of the trial, particularly with the fact that it was being televised and that so many hundreds of millions of people around the world were watching this?
It did not influence the courtroom. Remember, in the courtroom, there were no cameras. It was just three small cameras that people could not even see. So inside the courtroom, people were not even aware of what was taking place outside the courtroom itself, but in the country or even the world. But, obviously we as the National Prosecuting Authority had supported this decision to televise this case because, as I said, we wanted first and foremost to showcase our justice system. But we also wanted, from a very selfish point of view, to show to the members of the public in South Africa and the world that as the National Prosecuting Authority, we are well equipped, we have enough skill and experience within the NPA, and we have prosecutors within the organization who can do the job as best as the other counterparts in the world.
And what about the sentence itself? 5 years in prison plus a 3-year suspended sentence for the firearms conviction. How long is Pistorius actually going to end up serving behind bars, do you think?
Look, we obviously, as we stated before, we were disappointed in that we were unable to achieve what we had set out to achieve, which was to secure a conviction, at least on murder, even if it was not premeditated murder. And if that had happened, of course, we would be talking a different story in terms of sentence today. He would have obviously been sentenced to nothing less than 15 years. So we were disappointed with that. But also we understood that after he was convicted of couple homicides, that would not be able to get a term of imprisonment, which would have been more than 15 years. We accept what the court has said this morning to say that, the court feels that this is a just and fair sentence, that it befits the crime of culpable homicide. We take solace, even though we had argued for a term of imprisonment of minimum 10 years, we take solace in that the accused was at least convicted and sentenced to a term of imprisonment, which is 5 years. Whether he is going to serve the whole term of imprisonment, that is the decision for the prison authorities to make. But we are satisfied that at least he will be spending some time in jail.
So is there going to be an appeal? Because the defence are indicating that Oscar Pistorius could be considered for house arrest after 10 months. Is that something that the prosecution would be willing to accept?
We're going to have to go back and study the judgment at this point. It's still early days for us to make an announcement. We're going to study the judgment. It's going to take us, we will have to make our intention clear whether we're going to appeal within the next 14 days. We will study the judgment. Of course, the prosecution team will also have to go and do some research with the view to see if the law will support a decision to appeal the matter. Of course, if we find that the law and the cases, that have been decided before this one are not in support of an appeal, or they say that there isn't sufficient grounds for us to appeal, we will then, of course, not appeal the matter. But at this point in time, we're going to go and deliberate and do the research and take the matter forward after we have made a decision, which should be taken within the next 14 days.
And that was Nati Nkube, a spokesman for the National Prosecuting Authority, dealing with the Oscar Pistorius case in South Africa.